The Columbia Network welcomes you to the Columbia Workshop. Tonight, the workshop spokesman is one of the stars of our play. We present the noted actress of stage and screen, Miss Isabel Jewell.
This is my first appearance on the Columbia Workshop, and I should like to tell you how it came about. A friend of mine, Mr. George Lloyd, a very gifted writer, came to me some months ago with the idea for the script we are going to present in a few moments. It is called Double Ugly. I was tremendously interested in the idea, and when I saw the completed radio play, I was more than excited about it. Mr. Lloyd and I asked ourselves where the best place in radio was to present a drama as unconventional as, I'm sure you'll agree, this one is. We decided there was one program where we would love to see it produced, the Columbia Workshop. And I am so happy to say that that is where it is being done tonight. Jim Backus will be heard as Matthew Eberman, and I am playing the part of Sally.
Thank you, Miss Jewell. The Columbia Workshop, directed by Perry Lafferty, presents Double Ugly.
Hear of a man named Eberman? Matthew Eberman, his name was. Had his name in the papers quite a lot, Matthew did. Kind of a funny story concerning Matthew, too. Had to do with murder. Matthew was an ugly guy. Ugly as a mud fence, and he hated that. He hated everyone telling him how ugly he was. Why, ever since he was a kid.
I won't play if I have to be Matthew's partner. He's so awful looking, it makes me sick to have to look at him with those terrible big hands. Well, I won't play, and I'll tell him so to his face. Matthew Eberman, you're the ugliest, crawliest, most horrible-looking boy I've ever seen. You're double ugly. That's what you are. Look at you. Look at you. Double ugly, double ugly, double ugly.
And sometimes Matthew would cry. He'd go home and beat his big fists into his pillow. Nearly choked getting the sobs out of him.
Don't cry, Matthew. What do you care what they say? Friends don't matter unless they love you for yourself. Don't cry, Matthew. Mother loves you, and Mother thinks you're a wonderful boy. Oh, there, there now. Don't you cry.
And then Matthew wouldn't cry. It was a funny thing, too. He came from a good family, enough money, education. And if he hadn't been so ugly... Well, if he hadn't been, his voice would have been kind of pleasant to listen to. One time, I remember he got along okay with just his voice. It was at a masquerade. Why he ever went, I don't know. Wanted to be with people, I guess. Anyway, he did go to the party and dance with all the girls in the place. And all the time, he kept hearing his mother's voice.
Why, I hardly know my own voice. All dressed up like that.
And one girl was so beautiful. Some lovely duchess, maybe from 100 or 200 years ago. Like a soft cloud of ruffles and lace. And the scent of magic clung all about her.
Oh, let's just sit on the terrace. I'm quite out of breath.
I think I've never been so happy in all my life.
Oh, is that a compliment to me?
Yes. Yes, partly.
Partly? Oh, charming. Who are you?
I hardly know my own voice.
Our masquerade is so romantic. It's perfectly all right to fall in love with a stranger. Someone you haven't the slightest idea who it is.
Do you mind if I fall in love with you?
Well, it's a masquerade.
Then I will fall in love with you. I've never said it before. I love you.
Who are you?
I love you.
Well, who are you? I know it isn't quite time to remove our mask, but I'll tell you who I am if you'll tell me who you are.
In that costume, I hardly know my own voice.
Ladies and gentlemen, unmask! Oh.
Well, it doesn't matter now. Here, I'll take mine off first.
No.
Well, remove yours.
No.
Oh, you silly, you must. Ah, come on, take it off. I'll take it off of you myself if you don't.
No. No. No.
Oh, but I will. I will. That's you, Eberman.
I don't care who knows it. I'll tell him to his face. I'll
some lovely duchess. A soft cloud of lace and the scent of magic all about her.
Double ugly, double ugly, double.
Matthew's mother died, and Matthew went away from town. It was after that he had to do with murder. I told you about him as a boy, so maybe you could understand him later on. You see, he never knew a soul to talk to, except some of the men who worked in the same plant where he did. He got a job there in this plant, throwing sacks into a truck. At lunchtime, Matthew would listen to the other men talking, his big hands opening and closing regularly.
You know what I think? I think it's better to be married, no matter what.
That's right, handsome. Still, lots of men don't get married.
That's right.
You ain't married, are you, Eberman?
No.
How come, Eberman?
I don't know.
I thought I'd never get married. I wasn't good-looking. I thought women married only good-looking men. Shucks, Eberman. If a woman married me, one ought to marry you.
I never knew anyone to marry.
Listen to him, will you, handsome?
Say, that's good. I gotta tell that to the wife.
And that was right. He was kind of shy of women after that girl at the masquerade ball. The man named Handsome thought it all over and got his wife to invite Matthew to the house for supper one night.
This here is Eberman I was telling you about that don't know nobody to marry, Hazel.
Why, Mr. Eberman, ain't you ashamed? Well, there's lots of girls around that's dying to get married. Ain't you never wanted a home? Look at our little place. Ain't it cute? Man needs a woman touching, vice versa.
Yeah, that's the truth, Eberman.
Sure, look at Handsome here, Mr. Eberman. He wasn't no use to himself at all alone. Now we got a real good life worked out.
Now, Hazel, don't force.
That's all right. Let her talk.
Oh, I would anyways, Mr. Eberman. Handsome don't hold no water with me.
The fat wife talked, and Matthew listened. And he began to wonder if maybe there wasn't something in what she said. Maybe he'd just grown up in the wrong kind of atmosphere. The girls he grew up with always...
Look at you, look at you.
No. Still, it was lonesome. He could quit the plant if he wanted. He had all that money his mother left him when she died. He only worked because it was so lonesome. Then Hazel said...
Well, now, let's see. Who'd be a good girl for you? What type do you go for?
Matthew couldn't say. That awful fat woman in the rocking chair, the sound of that squeaking. Maybe he should give it up. But Hazel wasn't going to let him give it up. She was going to match him to somebody. Finally, she hit on just the girl.
I know. Sally Mason.
Sally Mason, a big, easygoing blonde. Like a soft cloud of ruffles and lace and the scent of magic. No, that's getting it mixed up. Sally wore a white dress and Sally did most of the talking. You see, Hazel arranged for them to meet at a party at her house. She had all the men and their wives from the plant and a guy named Lefty played the piano. Played piano like old-time movies. Everybody had a swell time except Matthew. He sat alone over in one corner of the porch. He heard the screen door open and close, and a big bunch of white that was Sally moved over to him.
Why, there you are, Mr. Eberman. What do you mean by running away from the party? I'm your girl tonight, ain't I?
Sure. But I thought maybe you wanted to be with some of those fellas that talk more. I'm pretty quiet.
Oh, I don't mind. I think that's the mark of a gentleman. You ain't so much like these dinks around here. Gorgeous night, ain't it? I think nature's just about the grandest thing in the world, don't you? Trees and flowers and all. Ain't so many flowers around here, though. I like sunshine and clean scenery all around, don't you? I get so lonesome here. It's lonesome for a girl. That is, of course, if you ain't married.
I get lonesome, too.
You do? Well, I never thought men got lonesome. I thought it was only girls. Men can get out.
I get lonesome.
Oh, sure. I remember now. Hazel told me. You're afraid you're too ugly looking.
What are you laughing at? I do get lonesome, and that's the reason. Only you're not to laugh.
Don't. You're hurting my arm. I'll bet it's already. I wasn't laughing, except it's funny to think of a man being so... Well, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I'm lonesome, too, ain't I? You got the biggest hands I ever seen. Do you think I'm pretty? Do you? I get so lonesome.
Matthew couldn't get it out of his head about this funny girl. Do you think I'm pretty? He didn't even know. He couldn't even remember what she looked like when he went to work the next day.
Ain't so many flowers around here, though.
He heard her saying those things to him all over again. What did she look like, though? He threw some more sacks into the truck. When he started to get his lunch, there was something over by the gate he had never noticed before. Something pink and fresh. His big hands opened and closed.
Hi there, Mr. Eberman.
It was Sally. All in pink organdy, like a gas balloon at a children's party.
I guess you're surprised to see me, ain't you, Mr. Everman?
I guess I am.
Well, I thought maybe you might like a little home-fixed lunch. Don't it look good? We can eat over there in the shade if you don't mind having a lady as company. Come on. I was all alone today, and that's why I come. Looky here. I even got some chocolate creams for Aster. Do you like them?
Uh-huh.
I do myself. Isn't this a cute bracelet? Little tiny bells. Must be hard work to make a thing like that, don't you think? Have some of these sandwiches, Mr. Everman. They're gorgeous.
Sally chatted away, all in pink, and self-consciously turned her wrist to make the little bells tinkle. Matthew ate steadily and silently. Big, thick sandwich.
Just like a party, ain't it?
After a while, it was time to go back to work. Matthew stood up and didn't know what to say, just looked. Sally's face was kind of shiny from the heat, and the pink had gone limp and bunched. But a breeze picked up the loose strands of her hair, and her foot twisted like a little girl.
I'm glad I come.
Me too.
You know, you never called me by name. It's Sally.
I know.
Call me by name. I like being called by name.
I will.
Well, can't you do it now? It won't hurt none.
I've got to go back to work.
Okay. So long.
So long. You look pretty in pink.
Why, say, I'm glad you like it. It's one of my favorite colors.
But Matthew had gone back to work. After that day, Matthew saw her often. It was funny how she seemed to like him. That bracelet was the only thing. Sometimes he felt he could... What about those pictures in the paper? Now he swung the sacks into the truck faster and... I seemed glad to hear the whistle blow in the evening.
How's things, Everman?
Fine.
How's Sally?
All right, I guess.
You ain't planning to take the fatal step, are you? What did I tell you? No guy is too ugly to get a woman if they find the right one. Hey, what's your hurry?
The men and their wives at the plant watched the romance develop.
Gonna get hitched, Mr. Everman?
It's better to get married no matter what.
No matter what. Matthew never asked Sally to marry him until the day he saw her out by the fence where she lived talking to Lefty, the man who had played the piano at Handsome's party the first night they met. He saw Lefty pinch her cheek and heard Sally laugh.
Oh, Lefty, you say the silliest thing. You can't expect a girl to take you serious. Oh, now there, don't. Stop that. Oh, Lefty, you're terrible.
Take your hands off her.
Oh, Matthew, look what you've done to Lefty. You knocked him out cold.
You're not to fool around with guys like that. I don't like the woman I'm going to marry. Fooling around with guys like that.
Marry? Oh, Matthew. Why, that's the one thing in the whole wide world I always wanted to be.
And all the men and their wives stood in the church. And the wives thought the bride looked prettier than any they'd ever seen. Matthew took his bride to Niagara.
How's married life, Sally?
Say, it's the grandest thing. You should come and see us. Pay a social call.
Yeah, I hear you got a nice little place to live.
Yeah, flowers and a tree. Oh, you gotta come and see it.
And the men and their wives at the plant did come and see it. They sat around the house and put their feet on things and spilled cigar ashes on the floor and talked loud and common. Matthew didn't say a word. Just sat and listened and looked at the mess they made. They stayed a long time, and Matthew thought they would never go.
Well, now you know the way. Don't be strangers.
Don't worry.
We'll be back real often. Now we know the way.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
See you soon. Good night. Good night.
Matthew looked at the rugs. The footmarks on the chair. The place looked ugly.
Imagine entertaining folks in your very own home.
They won't come again.
Why not?
Look at the rug.
Oh, that ain't nothing. I'll just run the sweeper.
They're not coming again.
But a house ain't nothing without folks coming in.
We've got each other.
Well, yes, but I...
They never had another party. Maybe Matthew saw his face in the ashes on the floor. The house grew quiet. And Sally got nervous.
It's just that we sit here and don't say a word, Matthew. I get lonesome. Can't we have a party? Or why can't we go to other people's parties? Can't we do that?
And the yard grew up in weeds, And the flowers didn't do so well. The tree didn't grow. Even the smoke from the plant seemed to find its way over to the house. The white got gray, and it got black in splotches. The paint peeled. Matthew lived. Sally put on weight.
Matthew, see the pretty pink ribbon I got to match my hair? The lady at the dime store said blonde hair got awful dingy looking, so I got this bottle of stuff. Only a dime, and look how it brightens up the color of my hair. Have a chocolate cream, Matthew. These creams come from the dime store, too. I can't even notice the difference from the ones you used to buy me.
He walked away. He always walked away. He wanted to tell Sally how much he wanted to be close to him, but he couldn't. She filled the house with frilly things and all the fussy doodads that go with...
You just won't believe what I got to show you, Matthew. It's like a movie actress I've seen in a magazine. Look. A little lapdog, just like a little ball of her, ain't you? Well, my angel, ain't you the sweetest thing? Would you like a chocolate cream like Mommy? Oh, Matthew, ain't you a scream? Look at him, he's so scream. Oh, they're delicious, ain't they, angel? No, Mama's little angel mustn't talk. What is it? What's the matter, darling?
Matthew walked away.
What's the canaries jump on their perch, Matthew? I don't understand them birds, Matthew. They don't sing a song like canaries is supposed to. Oh, you bad boy. Scaring a little sister. I just won't talk to you again. Aw, now don't make that funny face at Mama. Mama didn't mean to hurt her feelings. Oh, Matthew, ain't it a scream? Here, darling, we'll divide a chocolate cream. Oh, now don't mess Mama all up. Oh, look at that, Matthew. All down my negligee. Now you just go and sit on your papa's lap. Now wouldn't you like to sit on papa's lap, Matthew? I love you. You hit him. Oh, Matthew, don't do that way. Matthew.
What are you crying for, Sally?
You shouldn't have hit him. Look at him. Don't you cry, Angel. And Mama won't either. Look, Matthew. He's just like a kid, ain't he?
Double ugly.
I think maybe kids would make it not so lonely.
Double ugly.
No. Matthew got up and went out of the house and walked. He walked, and he wished he could get it all straight in his mind. Nothing was happening the way he wanted it to. Why couldn't he make the little house behave the way he'd thought of it a long time before? Like when he thought how nice it would be to get Sally a house, flowers and trees. Why hadn't the flowers grown?
I like the house, but I get lonesome.
Lonesome in your own home? Why go to those awful parties with ashes and footmarks on the chair and men with their arms around Sally? She shouldn't have allowed that. She belonged to him. She was the only person who ever belonged to him. Hadn't she come to the plant yard that day?
Hi there, Mr. Evans.
Sure she had. She liked him. She didn't think he was so ugly.
Sure, I remember. You're the one who was afraid you're too ugly.
But Sally just laughed. She didn't seem to mind at all. She belonged to him and nobody else. That Lefty, pinching her cheek and laughing at him. She shouldn't have allowed that. She shouldn't be singing that song the Lefty plays. She should stop. He wanted to love her and make her understand that she was all he ever had.
Mama's little angel, want a chocolate cream?
He wanted to leave that dog alone. Why couldn't she treat him like that? A dog ate chocolate cream, two pictures in the paper. No, wait. No, that's getting the story mixed up. That's getting ahead. That would ruin the story. Listen to those hammers. Those carpenter boys sure know what to do with hammers. Yes, sir. Matthew walked back to the house. Too bad about the paint and the smoke that came over so far from the plant. And the weeds all around. He was surprised to see the tree look bigger. Maybe he hadn't noticed the tree for a long time. Little house looks so lonesome, all cluttered up and lost in the weeds.
Matthew, Matthew?
Yes.
Where have you been, Matthew?
Walking.
Oh.
He looked at her. Where was that pink, fresh thing he'd seen before at the plant? The shining face from the heat and the loose strands of hair caught in the breeze.
You never called me by name. I like being called by name.
A big, fat, blonde lump.
These creams come from the dime store and you can't even tell the difference.
The way they got smeared down her negligee. She didn't even seem to care. Where was that pink and fresh thing by the gate? Sally was standing by the canary cage and wiggling her wrist again. She hadn't done that for a long time. Since Niagara Falls.
Look, Matthew, I found that bracelet with the bells on it. I thought it might make the canary sing. Come on, Bertie. Do you think they're sick, Matthew? I never seen them so quiet before. Listen to the bells, Bertie.
Matthew's hands were opening and closing at his sides, like they were grasping for something to hold and never finding
it. I don't understand them birds at all.
You've gotten fat, Sally.
Oh, it don't matter. I don't care. Nobody cares if married women get fat. That's what Hazel says. I like Hazel. She's good company. I don't get down her way much now, though. My ankles swell up. It's from these French heels. Ain't they the cute shoes, though, Matthew? Make the foot look small. My ankles swell up, but they do make the foot look small. My wrists swell up, too. I don't know what's wrong with them. Oh, I wish I could get these birds to sing. Oh, I'm bored.
Bored? So that was it. She wasn't happy in the little house anymore. What did she have to get bored for? He wanted to love the little house, but she got bored.
Can we ever go out, Matthew? Or have someone in? Hazel is having a party. Can't we go? Gee whiz, all we do is just sit here and sit here. Can't we go, Matthew? Can't we?
Aren't you happy with me, Sally?
Yeah, but we never do anything. I get crazy here all the time. I just get so I can't stay still another minute or I'll scream. If we had some kids, then maybe we'd mean more to each other. Have something to talk to each other about. Kids is awful good company, and conversation about kids is good company, and good talk between a man and his wife.
Matthew wanted to run. He wanted to kick walls, tear the house down, anything. There she was singing that song, Lefty's song, on the piano. It wasn't good for her to sing. And there was that dog barking again and eating great big dishes of chocolate cream.
Mama's little angel mustn't bark.
Oh, where was that terrace he'd seen once upon a time? Some lovely duchess. Maybe from 100 or 200 years ago.
I hardly know my own voice.
Oh, now there's no reason you can't tell me who you are. Your mask.
I'll do it for you.
Look at you.
Maybe if he grabbed Sally and held her close, that would make a difference.
You're the ugliest, curliest boy I've ever seen.
Matthew Everman.
Why did it have to turn out this way? They said a man ought to be married no matter what.
No matter what, no matter what,
I think it's the greatest thing in the world, don't you?
No matter
you?
What, no matter what, no matter what.
I get
what.
So lonesome. If we had kids, we'd mean more to each other.
Devil ugly, devil ugly.
Can't we go out? Can't we go? Why can't we go, Matthew?
Well, he could stop all that noise.
Can't we?
If he could just get a minute to think. Think without all that noise. Then he could get it straight. He had to have quiet. Sally was so fat. Matthew stuffed his mouth full of dime store chocolates, one after another, one after the other, one after the other, and the whole room began to turn. Matthew ate chocolate. He remembered the blonde Sally with her eyes and her mouth wide open, singing Rusty's song, or was it the noise the room made going around?
Matthew!
I hardly know my own.
A big, fat, blonde lump all covered in pink, and a bow to match in her hair.
Matthew! Look what you've done. Look what you've done.
Matthew looked all around the room. No trees, no flowers. The canaries and the dog were quiet.
Matthew, they was like kids to me. Little helpless babies. And just look at your hands. All red and wet. You look so ugly.
That big blonde was as still as could be, except her wrist. But her face hated him. She said he was ugly, ugly. This wouldn't be like the house they planned anymore. No trees, no flowers. That bracelet, that fat blonde hating him wasn't the woman he married. What was she doing there? She was bored. She wanted to go.
Can't you even say you're sorry? Matthew, don't do like that with your hands. No. No, I don't want you near me. You'll get those awful hands of yours all over my negligee. Matthew. Matthew. Put your hands down. No!
I found Bertie! Fetch me, lady!
It says here he just beat her head against the floor with his big hands. Again and again.
Read all about it! Extra papers!
By your neck until you are dead.
Those carpenters. boys sure know what to do with their hammers. Listen, I guess they're getting ready for in the morning. Cutting down a tree to build a thing like that. Well, that's the story of Matthew Eberman, I guess. There's just one thing I'd like to ask you, just in case you print any of what I told you.
Sure. Anything you want. What can we do for you?
Only put my name in anything you print, that's all. I'd just like to think only my name is going to be in print, that's all. You know what my name is, don't you?
Sure.
Sure. Sure. Sure you do, that's right. But Eberman, Matthew Eberman, that's my name. I guess maybe you wonder how I could tell you all this. Like I was talking about somebody else. It's because Matthew Eberman was never a person I really wanted to be. It was somebody I knew and didn't like, and I hated him. Just like everybody else did, because he was ugly. That's no excuse for what he did. Poor Matthew. Hating makes so many lonely people. And it makes ugly people, too. Ugly and mean on the inside. I guess the best thing would be if everybody were friendly and understanding. Wouldn't it be a nice world if people were? But pictures in the papers. There won't be any pictures in the papers, will there? No pictures. No pictures!
Columbia Workshop has presented Double Ugly, written by George Lloyd, directed by Perry Lafferty, and starring Isabel Jewell as Sally and Jim Backus as Matthew Eberman and the narrator. The special musical score was composed and conducted by Van Cleve. The cast included Warner Paul as Hazel, Eddie O'Shea as Handsome, Betty Jane Tyler as the little girl, Sammy Hill as the Duchess, Jeanette Chinley as the mother, and Ed Mayhoff and Brad Barker. Sound was by Charles Range, Jerry Sullivan, and Phil Airhorn. Al DiCaprio engineered. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.